Sunset on an Oregon beach. The waters of Steelhead Bay, a battered metal basin beneath a great turreted mansion on the bluff. On the beach, two fishermen cast their lines into the surf.
Stitch, you got any more bait?
Yeah, here, pastrami.
It works?
Better than squid. Sun's almost down behind the Dartmoor place.
That big house on the point?
Yeah, the writer's castle. See that tower? Ed Dartmoor had to live in a creepy old pile. Couldn't live in a house like everyone else.
Must have cost a fortune.
Yeah, a shrink from L.A. lives there now.
Where's Dartmoor?
There, in the water. Drowned on this beach a year ago.
Really? I thought it was a heart attack.
They kept it quiet. The cops and the agent and all. Thought it looked like suicide. Bad for sales.
Drowned, huh?
Maybe.
Hey, you done?
Yeah. Don't want to stay by the water when it gets dark.
Why? The fishing gets good then.
Be smart, Ken. Don't stay down here after dark.
Dr. Janet Cabot, psychiatrist. A woman who feels she had the sense to marry well, and who takes a professional interest in the feelings of others. Right now, she feels not her best.
I like this house. No, really, I like this house. More laundry? Do we need all those clothes?
Why, yes, we do need all those clothes because someone wants to look sharp for her patients.
Oh, well, some of us have to leave the house from time to time.
Leaving the house, yes. Now that you're home, I want to go
and
down.
I want a drink.
Then I think I'll join you.
How many have you had already?
Some, but not enough. Bad day?
Bad day.
I see. Well, when you've finished your drink, shall we go for a walk on the beach?
No, I most definitely do not want to walk on the beach.
All right, then.
I really don't think we should go to the beach for a while.
You don't mean that silly stuff about the tsunami?
No, not the tsunami. What came with it?
Janet Cabot. In this house, we don't displace our pain onto other people. Now, whatever you brought home from work, you need to go back out to the garage and come back in here with a better attitude. Yes?
There was a patient today.
I can see that.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Janet?
His problem started with a night on the beach.
Let me get us some coffee.
I'm fine.
Of course you are. Here, your favorite mug. The one with the mermaid.
Thank you. Mermaids.
There was a patient today?
Yeah. So this guy's a vet. Got messed up in Iraq. Comes home to beachcombing because it keeps him calm. Gets by with what he sells on eBay and in Portland.
The Siren's Song of Treasure. One of the beach rats. I've probably seen him down on the beach.
Yeah, well, the VA pays for his psych visits. So he comes to me with insomnia, apparently induced by repetitive dreams. Sought me out personally. He'd seen my posts on Demand Dreams somewhere online.
Dr. Janet Cabot, the blogging shrink. He has a computer?
He has a library card. And I'm not the only psychiatrist who reaches out on social media.
Well, your renown grows. How wonderful for you.
Oh, damn it, Blake.
Do go on.
Well, he spent the first 10 minutes of the session telling me what a fan he was of Edgar Dartmoor. At least he didn't introduce himself with another damn email about the great man.
Such fun living in a historical monument. How did he know we live in the Dartmoor place?
Well, his dreams told him. What?
Edgar Williams Dartmoor, God's gift to Gothic fiction.
Well, at least he had the taste and wit to build this place.
And you had the taste and wit to buy it.
I seem to recall two people in the room with the realtor.
You wanted to move to Oregon. You wanted this pile.
And you raised no objections besides your tiresome baiting.
I'm sorry you find me tiresome at times. You should try putting up with your moods.
I put up with a lot of moods.
You're paid to do so.
Blake, we've plowed this ground to death. I spend all day with people in pain so you can run your online business.
Which is a bitch to run these days when nobody wants memorabilia.
Well, perhaps you could start selling something different.
Perhaps you could start selling something different.
Oh, Blake, you're pathetic. We are so obviously separated by a common language and a common cause, apparently.
I hate it here. 60 miles to Portland, nothing but hicks, no money, it's cold.
And you could have said no any time.
What, and let you drown? You know where you'd be without me, even now.
Look, Blake, I know we're not a good fit, but we've stuck with it, and by now you know you could have said no if this all upset you so much.
Really? Nope, you aren't, even at this late date, an easy or pleasant woman to challenge when you've got the bit in your teeth.
Oh, well, you're doing a good job of it.
Okay, fine. So what about this patient besides his dreams?
When I finally coach him around to what's bothering him, he can't stop thinking about the big pile of debris on our beach from the tsunami.
From the tsunami. The great terror from the deep. Did they call someone from the university?
I don't know, but I'm sure they did.
So what about the dreams?
He can't sleep because his dreams wake him up. A sound or voice calls him down to the water. He repeatedly dreams of working the debris pile in the surf, going deeper and further from shore, trying to find the voice. He's afraid he's going to act on his dreams and wade out into the surf and die. You know, he said the damnedest thing to me. Devils from the sea, they bait the surf and call you.
Ooh, devils from the deep. Monsters from the id. Voices calling to your doom.
That's not funny, Blake. I'm sure the fact that his partner just drowned himself has something to do with it. Apparently his partner heard the same voice and had the same dreams and succumbed to their lure. At least, that's how the client constructs it. And it's what's scaring the daylights out of him. Hence the demanding insistence of the imagery. It's obviously a call to self-change in the loudest possible voice.
Obviously. The siren call to change.
Do I detect a note of sarcasm?
Well, what if they're right?
Excuse me?
What if they're right, believing this spooky stuff will kill them?
Oh, really? Of course they're right. Psychic pain has real consequences. The devils from the deep bit is just naming the unacknowledged source of pain. But here's the thing. He said what scared him most was that he was okay until his partner began talking about his dreams. Then he couldn't stop thinking about them and hearing the voice and started having his own.
And now you're afraid you won't be able to stop thinking about them either.
I intend to finish that bottle of Talisker before bed. I want to sleep soundly.
I thought mental health professionals watch their addictions.
Oh, Blake, score one for you. I'm human after all. Shall we discuss your alcohol consumption as you lay there pissed drunk? Shall we discuss your sexual performance or lack thereof? Shall we?
You know why. It's because I can't.
Can't this, can't that. You try a great many things, Blake Cabot, and have what to show for the effort. I pay for that booze you drink and that glass you use and that little toy website of yours. You have your drinks and your store and your inventory and your legal because I listen and help struggling souls day in and day out. I work for a living. I drown. You're drowning in drink and self-pity. You'd be devoured without me. So let us have no more of this sullen bitchiness. I will drink my scotch, and you will continue to put up with it with a smile.
It's your funeral, and I'll talk the way I want to and drink as much as I want to. And my website for your information...
Oh, don't. Do not use that trite phrase.
For your information. For your information.
Blake Cabot.
You and your siren song sailing up here and dragging me with you. It sucks, all of it. This house, this place, this marriage.
Is that what's bothering you, you poor man?
You bitch. I'm not going to listen anymore.
Oh, enough!
God damn it, you don't walk out on me. You hear me, Janet? You don't walk out on me.
Snakes. Sirens. What? Oh, Janet. Oh, damn it. On the floor. What happened?
Janet?
Oh, Janet. I'm sorry. Oh, Janet. Where are you? Where are you? Blood. Oh, blood. Oh, no. I didn't. No, I didn't. Janet! Janet! Janet, are you out here? Are you all right? Janet! Where are you? Janet! Janet! Hey! Hang on! Hang on, Janet! I'm coming! Oh! Oh! Janet! Janet! Oh, Janet! I'm coming! Janet! I'm coming!
I'm doing it your way today, Stitch. Give me some pastrami.
Told you, didn't I? Works every time.
So what's gonna happen with that Dartmoor place?
Well, since the owner drowned last week.
The shrink?
Yeah, her and her husband. Word is the place is jinxed.
What happens now?
Some out-of-towner will buy it anyway, for the shivers.
Hey, I got one already.
See? The right bait gets him every time.
The drowned people. What do you think happened to them?
Probably walked the beach after dark.
Like you said not to.
Yeah, Ken. Like I said not to.
Huh. Now you got me thinking.
What is it that draws us to our doom? A compulsion from deep in the subconscious? An unbearable friction between souls? Or something monstrous and cold, fishing for those unwary enough to hear the wrong tale.
You have listened to Bait, an original audio drama from the VoiceOver Repertory Company. Bait is written by Steve Weintz and features the voices of Susan L. Parker, Ken Foster, Daniel Azarian, Steve Weintz, and Tara Langella. Audio production by Michael Kinsey. VO Rep. Snack food for your ears.